Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you. Family Farms LLC. You came through last week. You said you were going to send me some sausage. Here is a sausage, my man. It's absolutely fantastic. I've got it cooked up. I'm not going to eat it right now because I already ate a whole bunch of it. But this is a Rocky Rococo. Rococo. It is absolutely phenomenal. I got about six of these in my freezer. Well, five now left, and they are very, very good. Family Farms LLC. I appreciate the package. You guys did a great job. I can't recommend them enough. Family Farms LLC. See, I know they're a big advertiser for NGBN.TV. Very impressive. Ian Hill says, let's go, Daddy. Let's get going. Midday showtime on the West Coast for AC Sports Live. Do not forget to watch his show tonight at 9 p.m., followed by The Ride with Chevy and Nasty. All right, guys. Episode 60. We did it. Episode 60. Holy hell. Who'd have thought we'd got here? So we're going to cover five categories. Each category, I'm going to break down a couple of news stories that make you laugh. Kind of shake your head if you had hair, if we do have hair. I don't, but go ahead and pull it out if you want to. So everything happens for a reason. We're going to talk about the pay scale for the WNBA. Half are you going to hate what I have to say, and half are you going to think, yeah, you're probably right. And we're going to talk about younger students out there finally getting pissed off and, you know, sticking their chest out a little bit. Good for them. And there are winners and losers in life. California finally steps up to some lady who's an absolute idiot. And we've got protesters just blocking everything for Israel, but it doesn't really make sense against Israel, excuse me. For the accept and embrace category, we're going to talk about more money for Ukraine and a complete rewrite of Title IX. That's going to be the one section where I'm going to try to remain calm. I'm going to try to have a lot of laughter because I think that section is very, very stupid. And confidence is, accept and embrace is getting what you vote for. Working hard is not enough. Is not enough, not more money for Ukraine and a complete rewrite of Title IX. And we're going to end with confidence is the key. Canada is approving a wild surgery and Jenna's going to have to pay for it, and a Brazilian woman who's either the dumbest or the smartest human being on the planet. All of that and much, much more on episode 60 of the Rubio Method. Jenna, I'm out. Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Nubbin. Happy birthday, my big redheaded friend. Why do I have so many redhead friends? Good God. You know, I'm frightened by them just like I'm frightened by clowns and little dogs. Jenna has two dogs that I saw today. I really think they're just cats. 60 episodes celebrate cake and Family Farm sausage. Hell yes. That sounds like a hell of a plan. Probably separate, though. But I bet you Family Farms, they're so good. If they decided to put their toe in the water and do cakes, I bet it'd be good, too. Very good. Let's talk about everything happening for a reason. Last week, Caitlin Clark was the number one overall pick. She went to the Indiana Fever. Sounds kind of like an STD, but that's the team she went to. She was the number one pick. There was a no-brainer. Everyone knew she was going to be the number one pick. And then everyone starts talking about her contract because she gets a four-year contract. Yay, more power to you. But each year it goes up, which it should. But her first year is only like mid-70s. I think it's like $74,000. And then by year four, she's making $96,000. And you're like, wow, she's the best. She should be getting paid more. 100% agree. She should be getting paid more. And she does get paid more, but she gets paid more in Nike endorsements. She just signed an 8-year, $28 million contract. Does she deserve that? Absolutely. She brought everyone to watch these games. Hell, even I watched a WNBA game, and I don't even think I've watched maybe 3 seconds of an NBA game this year. And I watched WNBA, but I watched the college game. And she's done a great job of rejuvenizing, reinvigorating, getting people somewhat interested. The problem are those viewers going to push over to the WNBA? My answer is probably going to be no. I don't think so. So everyone's complaining. They don't get paid enough. They don't get paid enough. They don't get paid enough. You know why? Because they don't earn enough. And I'm not saying each individual player. I'm saying the league. The league. Here's some crazy stats for you. WNBA has been around for almost 30 years. 30 years. They've never made a profit. Not one time. So you think, Rubio, how do they stay in business? They're subsidized by the NBA. So the NBA is basically the WNBA sugar daddy, and they're just paying for this to keep moving along. Because if they just went off strictly on profits, the WNBA would be dead in 3 years because no one goes to watch. Okay. Where are all the feminists? Where are the people that rah, rah, rah? They really want this to happen. Go buy the WNBA season pass. It's like $36. Go to a game. You probably live in a bigger town than I do, and you can go see a WNBA game. Buy season tickets. Buy their gear. Do what you got to do. But no one's doing it. So if no one's doing it, you're not making any money. If you're not making any money, you can't spend any money. And it's so dumb because this is so obvious. This is just pure capitalism 101 here. Jenna, can you show me those two tweets from Joey B and Kamala? Where they even got on it. Joey B says, women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're seeing that every even though you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities as our son and ensure women are paid what they deserve. They're getting what they deserve, which is literally nothing. Right now, what they should be making is zero. The HWNBA player should be making zero. That's the truth. The only reason why they're getting paid is because the NBA subsidizes it. Like I said, they're their sugar daddy. And I'm sorry, that's the way it is. So that's why so many of them have to go overseas in the off season to go play, because they pay their athletes a little bit more because more people watch it over there. Go ahead. Kamala, what do you have to say? Women should be paid their fair share, whether they're a scientist, construction worker, or WNBA athlete. Joey B and I are committed to closing the gender wage gap and creating an economy where every American can thrive. Okay. So Caitlin Clark gets about $76,000 a year right now to start. That's for 4 months. They only get paid for 4 months of the season. She gets an apartment and a car. So for 4 months, that's not a bad gig. Four times, what is that? 70 times, is that, how much is that? $280,000 a year, basically, if that was going out. I don't do math. Jenna, can you do that for me? But that they're getting overpaid. So everyone just needs to stop, think about it for a second, go, hey, let's support them more. Go ahead, go to the games. If there's one in your town, support them. Buy 1,000 jerseys of all your favorite players. So that's what you got to do. We're going to jump to another thing, but first we have an email question before we get going. Rubio, do you like the place Topgolf? Not really. Okay, not really. Here's the reason why. It's very expensive. It's very expensive. If you've never been to a Topgolf, it's got like three tiers, and it's basically just a driving range on steroids. But you have good food, it's expensive food, music, drinks. Like, it's like a bar with a driving range, like they infuse together. And it's one of those things. It's one of those things also that I have a categories of things that are invented. And to me, that's an invention that a fat person invented. And I'm not throwing bones against fat people. I'm just saying there are certain things that you know fat people invented. Like a fat dude who had a lot of money, liked to golf, likes food, likes music, likes drinks, but doesn't like to walk at all, even though he has the golf cart. He's like, let's build something like this, Topgolf. You seen those shoes that everyone's walking around in, those slip-ons? Guaranteed fat person invented those, 100%. Yeah, 210,000, Humble says, yeah, there you go. That's a lot of money. Do they deserve that much money? No, not at all. What's up, Wisdom Rabbit, Dave Bradley, all the way out in Ohio. How about real golf? Do I like real golf, AC? I do like real golf. But at my age, AC, it takes me about 7 holes to loosen up my back. And then I'm good for like 4 holes. And then the last, I don't know, was it 7 holes left? My back starts to tighten up. So it's all over the place. And I have the touch of a blacksmith out there. So I've got no touch. I'm more of a grip it and rip it. I need more the touch of a burn victim. That's what I need. Sheldon Napstuck, it's nasty. What's up? Don't forget the ride with Chevy and Nasty tonight at 10. All right, so let's move on. Students of Nebo School District in Utah walk out in protest after allowing furries to terrorize them. So here's what a furry is. This is a new thing going around, okay? And it's been going around a long time sexually, where people like to dress up in these little costumes and they're doing whatever, and you pretend like you're a reindeer or a dog or a moose or whatever. You get your little fetish and you get off on it. More power to you. Do what you want behind your closed doors. I don't care. But kids are doing it now at schools, to the point where even I've heard about it in Idaho. And obviously we live in a more rural area, where they have to put litter boxes in bathrooms for the kids. And then these kids are acting like animals. Some are birds, some are dogs, some are cats, some are whatever. And they're bite, scratch, bark at them, do all these stuff, and basically just terrorize these kids. And so finally, these kids are looking at them and going, hey, man, well, enough's enough, because the furries are getting more bending of the rules than the regular kids, because the kids are just trying to be, hey man, let me just study my reading, writing, and arithmetic, and you got this furry barking at me. Okay, Jonas Rubio, you rascal. I never know where the show is going to go. Oh, just keep watching, Daddy. We're going to take it all over the place. So, Jenna, these kids walk out of school and they said, they interviewed them. Hey, kids, do your parents know you're protesting? They're, hell yeah, they do. This whole thing is stupid. And so they finally, the news interviews these kids and then they go and interview a furry. Okay. So they interview this furry. This is an actual kid at the school. All right. Go ahead, Jenna, play this video.
Member of the furry fandom. Though they've been a furry for over a decade, they have their own opinions.
It's crazy that it's escalated to this point where these kids are being so distracting to their peers that their peers want to stage a walkout. So to have, you know, the next generation kind of muddy our name and not represent it very well, it is kind of disappointing.
Strudel believes there should be some limits.
Continue doing things you like, continue dressing up, continue making art, but maybe let's keep it outside of school.
What in the actual hell? Let's break down that video. Number one, your name's not Strudel. It's like Jane or Tammy or Jenna or Lisa or I don't know another name. Hey, who cleans the litter boxes? The janitor's got to do it, Nasty. That's my point. Okay, this is all something that stems from home. Okay, number one, who's buying that costume? That's not a cheap costume. If you've ever been to like, what is the Halloween store thing that comes out just in October? Halloween Express, or they just take over old Kmart's or whatever it's called. You buy a mask there, it's like $100. That's like a damn 200. Yeah, Genesis probably $300 for the costume. Easily that much. Who bought that? Okay, who bought that? Is she making money by walking herself? Should she get a leash and walk herself and pay herself? Number one. Number two, where are the parents? I can't even tell you how long this conversation, well, I can tell you, it take 2 seconds. If this conversation happened at my house, where Damon Dale comes up to me, yes, school is for learning. Human children go to school. Exactly. That's exactly where my question would go. Parents get back to parenting, ASAP, AC says. Yeah, go gorilla on them. And don't become a gorilla furry. Just go gorilla on your kid. Damon Dale, my 12-year-old, comes up to me and says, hey, Dad, I want you to name me Strudel, and I'm a dog. I would be like, no, that'd be the entire conversation. And if he kept doing it, like say he starts barking at me and stuff like that, I'd say, okay, let's do this real quick. Take off all your clothes right now. Get naked. Dogs don't need clothes unless you're just a weirdo that owns a dog with little clothes and stuff like that. Dogs don't need clothes. They're done. And if he challenged me on that, I'd say, okay, give me that pizza. You don't need pizza. Dogs don't eat pizza. Here's some Alpo, dude. Enjoy your dog food. Oh, and soda, Gatorade. Dogs don't need that. They just need water. Oh, and by the way, you're outside to take a crap and piss. Merry Christmas. This is what you want, bud. Exactly. King Kong ain't got nothing on AC. I know that. So this is a parenting issue. Start at this home. No, you don't let your kid do that. You go gorilla on them right out of the gate. You want to be a bird? Okay, then from now on. And oh, by the way, when you take a dump in the litter box, no toilet paper. You just have to go around with a dirty ass the entire time because dogs don't use toilet paper unless my dog's just a wizard. I don't see him using it. But there you go. That's how you solve this problem. Next, the last one we're going to talk about, this one. Tampons were just installed. Connecticut has this new state law that where a tampon dispenser has to be in at least one male bathroom at every location. So this Connecticut high school follows the Connecticut law and puts a tampon dispenser in the boys' bathroom. Within 20 minutes, it's removed. So these kids are finally getting pissed off. They're protesting. The furries are saying, dude, you don't put tampon dispensers in the dude's bathroom. So they get pissed off, remove it. The principal sends out an email describing the events as, quote, the most gregarious instance of vandalism. Really? That's the worst vandalism you've ever had? If it is, that's pretty impressive. And promise consequences for the list of suspects. The consequences for those suspects should be high fives and ice cream after dinner. Okay. We need an, oh no, Rubio went there again to account on this show. I've got us to 10 already. No, Joe, it's already 10. And that we should get a ticker like that, Jenna. I always call them the cringe moments because AC, he gives me a cringe count at the end of every episode. How many times he just cringes and just, oh good God. But if we're at 10 already, that Jonas, is that right? I got to think about that over the commercial, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk about a real big moron in California that gets what she deserves on episode 60. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Let's get going, gang.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you. Everyone that tries to use voice text, stop doing it. You don't do it right. I've only seen one human being ever do it right. And I've actually never seen him do it, but I've received text. And that's Randy Chevy, I can't pronounce his last name, of The Ride with Chevy and Nasty on tonight at 10. Because, and you know, the only reason why he does it, because he doesn't go back and correct, and he just lets it rain, and it's verbal diarrhea for 75,000 words of his text. But more power to him. The people that don't do try to do voice text and have to go back and correct, you need to double focus up. You really piss me off all the time. There are winners and losers in life. Bakersfield City Council held a meeting last week, and they had a 20-year-old lady get up. You know how you can go to see city council meetings and you can talk and say, hey, I want the park benches fixed. I don't like this law. Let's do this, blah, blah, blah. If anyone's seen Parks and Rec, you know what I'm talking about. So this lady, her lady's name is Riddhi Patel. She gets up and she starts losing her mind. And I'm talking losing her mind. We're not like Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, like smearing peanut butter herself in the corner, losing her mind. Just like she has some rage. And she gets up, and Bakersfield, for those that don't know, it's like halfway between Los Angeles and California. She gets up on the mic and she, number one, I'm pissed off that you guys don't want to install metal detectors to these meetings. Okay, well, why would that bother you? You know who that bothers? People that want to bring in weapons. So if you're not bringing in a weapon, calm down, honey. That's number one. Then she says, I want Bakersfield to announce a ceasefire in Gaza. What the hell right do they have to do that? And who's going to listen? Gaza is like 7,000 miles from Bakersfield. Do you think someone on the Gaza tribe or a government is looking saying, oh, hold on, Bakersfield says we need to stop our fight with Israel. Guys, clean it all up. We're done. Riddhi Patel said in Bakersfield, we got to stop fighting. So even though we've been fighting for literally thousands of years, we're going to put all our weapons down. We're going to say everything's good. Peace up with Israel. Good. No one cares. That's the stupidest thing in the world. Jenna could tell me right now, Ruby, I want you to have blonde hair. It doesn't mean anything. It's like a fart in the wind. It's gone. Nothing happens. This is so stupid. So she starts going off on them. Jenna, can you play this video?
You guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors? We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
So she says, she at one point says, you're the type of people that Jesus would kill. Then she says, I hope people, you're going to get a guillotine to your head. Then she says, you're going to burn in hell. We'll come to your house. We'll murder you. I mean, this is clear as day. And then she goes back to her seat, blah, blah, blah. Cringe meter graphic. Yeah, we need that, AC. Jenna, you got to work on that for me. So she goes back to her seat. And then finally, the person in charge says, so Ms. Patel, yeah, the cops are here. And they're going to talk to you because that was a severe threat. So the first video you see is her losing her mind. The second video is her in court because she got charged with 18 felony counts for allegedly making terrorist threats. Well, I think we can throw away the word allegedly. I think we can establish that those were legit threats. If you say to someone, I'm going to go to your home and murder you, you're not leaving a lot of gray area there. That's pretty much black and white. Okay. So good for California. The winners and losers, California finally won. And Riddhi Patel, you're going to lose. Too bad for you, honey. Jenny, you have an email question for me? Rubio, what do you think the world will look like in 100 years? Great question. What do you think the world will look like in 100 years? This is a hard one. Will it be more advanced? I'm thinking, I'm going to say less advanced. Okay, because when I was growing up, I was thinking, I remember by the time 2000, I'll be 25 years old. There'll be rocket cars, blah, blah, blah. Then if you see the movies like Back to the Future, it was like 2016. They already had the rocket cars, the DeLoreans doing all that stuff. I think we're to the point of technology. We're getting just ridiculous, especially with AI. And I think in 100 years, maybe I'm hoping that we go back to more of the basics, where people are less on their phones, less on their devices. At that point, there'll probably be, the phone will just probably be in your mind or whatever. But I'm hoping that in 100 years, if the planet's still around, and I'm saying it will still be around, not because of the climate change, I don't believe any of that. I think everyone will be going more back to the basics, family dinners, doing all that stuff as much as possible, because I think we've been riding the wave of insanity for so long. I think people, like those kids, I think they're starting to get pissed off and say, that's enough. There's no more furries. You're stupid. We're not talking to you. You know, you can't take a dump in a litter box. You got to use a toilet and take a dump. No. Dudes can't have a tampon. I think they're just getting over it. So that's a great question. More mass protests are breaking out all over. Last week, there was blockades of, I may have hair in 100 years. Yeah, but on what part of my body, Chalice? That's the problem. Seattle, Chicago, major airways, Golden Gate Bridge. All right. So there's these protests, and everyone's protesting Free Palestine, because there's still fighting between Gaza, Palestine, Israel. They've been doing it for years, like literally thousands of years. Okay, you're not going to break it down at this point. Just they're going to keep going, and people are taking one side, they're taking the other side. No one knows what's really happening over there. You got to talk to some people. Bottom line, they're really, really against the Jews. And I don't know what this is about. I have many friends that are Jews. I've talked to them. And I'm like, what's the deal? It just goes back forever. Okay, so they set up these protests on bridges. Golden Gate Bridge, pretty big bridge, okay? Right going into the Chicago airport. I missed that one by like 10 hours because I was there the day before. Seattle airport. You know, people go to airports to get away or come back, things like that. I would be number one, very, very pissed. Number two, these are all very, very organized. There's one going on at Columbia, the University of Columbia right now, and they just happen to all have the same exact tent. So do you think they really went to like a sports chalet or a Dick's and said, yeah, we need 87 of the exact same green tent? Or do you think maybe it was organized by a higher power, a higher source who's got money? You got to find out who's organizing these, and then you got to throw them under the bridge. Okay, because what's happening, you've got these cities that they're just too passive. You see this happening in front of you. Okay, you get the police there. And here's what you do on the Golden Gate Bridge. Here's what I would have done. I would have got a water cannon and shot it at them and just pushed them into the, whatever, is that a bay? Jenna, can you look at that up, see if it's a bay or the ocean or whatever? I've been there 1,000 times. I would blow them in with water into the bay very quick, just like I'm hosing down my yard or my driveway. And if that didn't work, I would just simply drag them out and I would arrest all of them. If you did this at one protest where you took every single one, so there's 500 people, there's 1,000 people, there's 10 people, I don't care. Take them all, bring them out, okay? Arrest them all. Look at what Florida's doing. Jenna, can you have this video of Florida? So these idiots are protesting right in the middle of the street. Florida police go there, and they've got their arms cemented together with these PVC pipes. I'd leave them like that. I would leave them like that, throw them in prison. Say, good luck going to the bathroom. You might actually need a damn litter box now that you can't use your hands. And I would say, there you go. Keep it on there forever. I wouldn't even cut it off. I would just leave it on there. So I would arrest them all. That's all you got to do. It's very, very easy. Find out who's organizing it. Find out who's funding it. And all these protesters, either shoot them off into the bay. That's what Jenna says. It's a bay with a water hose, or just take them, drag them off, throw them in jail. That's what Florida did. And I think they were protesting for less than 5 minutes. It said less than 5 minutes. They got them. They're out. Very, very simple. You know who else is out? I'm out, but we're going to come back with the accept and embrace section. And we're going to talk about you get what you vote for in America. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
1 week after launching our exclusive sneak peek, NGBN TV was live for 3 days of continuous coverage from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.
NGBN TV is live from Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58.
The one-of-a-kind streaming TV network for men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Was the conversation for the big game about men's mental health in the world of athletes, celebrities, and influencers were on notice. But we're just getting started with new partnerships announced, like the Team Nike 3-on-3 Championship and new platforms available to download the NGBN TV app. So, what are you waiting for? Download the app today from your favorite streaming device or check us out at ngbn.tv. This is NGBN TV.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus up. I'm talking to you. Yes, finally you, Karita. My other redhead acquaintance. I refuse to say friend. Here's to hoping you find out who you really are. You know what I'm talking about, Karita. Welcome back to episode 60. Remember, you can get on the show anytime if you want. Just go to ngbn.tv, click on the Rubio Method, click on the yellow sweatshirt, and we'll have a good time. You can comment like you guys are doing on LinkedIn, X, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, ngbn.tv. We're having a good time. Shoot us any email questions you want to rubio@therubiomethod.com. Accept and embrace. All right, America, you get what you vote for. Okay, so you've got certain states or cities and states that are red, certain cities and states that are blue. You guys know blue is more Democrat, red's more conservative, more Republican. We got that. I don't need to clear that up for you. Denver, very, very liberal city. They're cutting $45 million. From what budget, you say? Oh, Rubio, let me tell you. The $45 million is coming from their police and firefighters. So they're cutting $45 million from their police and firefighters force. Okay, guys, the common sense is going to tell you this is not a good look. But why are they cutting it, Rubio? Why? Because they need more money for the illegal immigrants that are going there. So they're a sanctuary city. And I've showed videos before on my rundown with Rubio, how these leaders are going out and saying, hey, we appreciate you're here in Denver, but we'll give you a bus ticket to go anywhere else in the country. Go to Chicago, go to New York. Those are better places. Go to LA. It's warmer. And everyone's like, nah, we kind of like Denver because Denver's a sanctuary city. And they said, hey, you come one, come all. Remember what everyone's doing. Everyone wants to do this. Well, now you got what you voted for, Denver. They're cutting $45 million from their cops and their firefighters. If you think this is a good thing, I'm sorry to say you're an idiot because you need cops, you need firefighters. Very, very simple. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. California, obviously a very, very bizarre state. I rip on them a lot. I'm actually from California. My mother still lives there, but it is not what it used to be. I'll just say that. California is creating a genealogy office to screen reparations eligibility. So they're going to create this office, this genealogy office, to check DNA on every single person in California. God knows how the hell they're going to do this. All right. And so, to see if you are deserved reparations. For those that don't know, reparations are, they're saying that blacks were slaves back in the day. Yep. So were many other races. Okay. If you really want to look into it, you can go all the way back and keep going and keep going and keep going. And, but obviously blacks were the most recent slaves, unless you want to go to China and you can talk about those. And so they're going to say, if you have X amount of blackness in you, I don't know the numbers on this one. So this is going to be phenomenal for them to figure it out. You are going to get reparations from the state. And of course the state doesn't make any money. So what they do is they're just going to get it from tax dollars. So essentially you're going to have people who were never slaves getting paid by people who never owned slaves in a state that didn't allow slavery. So people that were never slaves going to get paid by people who never owned slaves in a state that didn't allow slavery. A couple questions. What if I'm half black, half white? Do I pay myself? Do I say, hey, Rubio, here's 10 bucks. Thanks, Rubio. I appreciate my reparations. How does that work? What if you're a black dude or a black woman and you own slaves? Do you get money but have to pay money? And how are they going to go with this DNA line all the way back? What are they going to do? If you have a comment, please feel free to chime in on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, X. I don't care. I just think this is one of the dumbest things in the world. And California, who is already over budget on everything, they just lost $24 billion on the homeless thing where they don't even know where their money went. They did an audit and they have no idea where $24 billion, not million, billion with a B. You're just asking for trouble again. This is just stupid. Jenny, you have an email question? Then we're going to talk about New York. Rubio, what do you think of the guy who set himself on fire outside of Trump's court case? Yeah, I think he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I almost feel bad for him. That one, you think the world's that bad where you got to set yourself on fire to protest? Because he was basically saying, he had a sign that said, Joey B and El Trumpo, they're in it together. It's a coup, what up, blah, blah, blah. And he was way on one side, and he was just, you could see his posts and all that he was just out there. I mean, we're talking, yes, peanut butter in the corner out there. Yeah, beyond out there. But if you're going to do a protest, okay, go do your protest. I guess the only good part about him doing it, it didn't affect anyone else. Okay, he didn't set anyone else off on fire. He just did it to himself. Pick a better way. Well, if I'm going to kill myself, and I'm not, okay, but why pick burning yourself? So he gets all this liquid, puts it on himself, flammable liquid, and then he sets himself on fire. That's got to be the worst way possible to go. You talk about a bad way to go out. Yeah, don't forget, you could talk to me live on ngbn.tv, click on the Rubio Method, and click on my yellow sweatshirt. But why choose that way? And here's the thing. That's like the second one we've heard about in like the last 3 months. Is this going to become a thing? And guys, no one cares. You're not changing anyone's mind. I've already forgot about this guy's name, and it was like 3 days ago. And the one that did it like about a month ago for Free Palestine, no one remembers his name. He was out of the news cycle in literally like 10 minutes. So think of something better and get some mental health. This guy's got some major, major issues. Well, he died. So game over, insert token. All right. New York has illegal immigrants complaining about food and shelter. Ed McAndrews, sub 68. Exactly. What's going on, Daddy? New York, they're a sanctuary city. They've been letting all these illegals in, and they are getting overrun. But they're giving them these little credit cards for money for food because the illegals were complaining that they didn't like the food they were getting for free. So you're over here illegally, and you're like, hey, man, imagine walking into someone's home. You just walk through the front door. You unlock it. You just walk in. You're not wanted there. They don't know who you are. And they're having pizza. They're having that hot honey pizza. Jenna, did you try that yet? It's so good. And they're like, oh, no, we don't want this. This food's terrible. I'd say, number one, get the hell out of my house. Number two, too damn bad. Get out, man. And so they're complaining about the food. Then they're complaining that they only get 2 months of shelter. 2 months of shelter. And so they're like, well, what are we supposed to do after 2 months? I don't know. Go home. Go get a job back home. Do what you got to do. Or stay here and get a work visa. Come through the legal way. And so that now they're also complaining that when they want something, no one speaks their language. So they're saying, hey, man, we need some help with our languages. Even if we go to the government buildings, you don't have the translators for us. Jenna, can you play this video? It's about 40 seconds long, I think.
Only in the Congo, you have like more than 500 languages. Swahili is being spoken in Burundi, so I can speak with somebody from Burundi, but I cannot speak Swahili with somebody from Mauritania. You understand? In Europe, a Turkish don't talk for a French. A French don't talk for a Spanish. So why it is that you will put everybody in Africa in the same bag and thinking that because they speak Asanya, because they speak Puel, everybody will understand. You see, I told you Hakuna Matata, you couldn't understand anything. You see, so that's what we.
Number one, was she wearing garlic? Or am I just hungry? Because that looked like a garlic rope around her neck, which I kind of respect because I do love garlic. And if you don't like garlic, I don't like you. That's just a simple fact of life. So is she either sporting garlic or maybe she's a vampire? I don't know, but I'm into the outfit. Number two, Jenna, she does say Hakuna Matata off the Lion King. She literally kills her own point. If you heard her, she says, in France, they speak French. In Germany, they speak German. Yeah. So what you're literally saying, honey, is when they in their places, they speak that language. So when you're here in America, you should have to speak English. Because that's our native language. There are other languages, yeah, but you're basically proving your own point. My point, you're proving a point against yourself, saying, oh, well, you know, in France they speak French, in German they speak German, in Germany they speak German. Yeah, so in America they should speak 500 dialects of Swahili. You know where they speak Swahili? Over in Africa. that's a no-brainer. I don't understand. It's very, very easy. And everyone always argues right now with the point of, well, Rubio, I get it, but you know, America's founded on immigrants. Okay, I'll give you that. America, yeah, not exactly founded, but pretty damn close. But they were not all illegal immigrants, number one. They came over, you know, you've heard about, you know, coming over on the, what the hell is that, the Statue of Liberty, okay, coming over, those big boats, all that good stuff, signing their names in and all that good stuff, coming over the way they're supposed to. And they didn't ask for better stuff. How many times have you ever spoken to a grandparent or a great-grandparent of someone of your relatives that say they did migrate over, and what they talked about? Did they ever say, oh God, we went to City Hall, we complained, we wanted better food, we wanted people to start speaking our language from Italy or Mexico? no. They said, where do you need me? I will work. I will work in South Dakota during the coldest winter months. I'm just happy to be in the land of the free America. You've got people nowadays that are so unhappy with what they're getting for free that it's insane to me. Like, just be grateful. Just be thankful. You shouldn't be here right now, number one, unless you came over legally. But if you're illegal, you've already broken the law. You've already broken the law. So that's number one, strike one. And strike two, you're not even grateful? That is insane to me. The only good part about that video, Jenna, was the garlic rope necklace. We got to look about getting one. I want to see how well they smell. How good do they smell? I can't even talk. Okay. I want one of those. Jenna, let's look into getting me one of those. On that note, we're going to talk about Congress and Ukraine coming up right after this commercial. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Hello, we are the MD and Chef team. I'm nutritional chef Michael, joined by my beautiful wife, Dr. Isabel, medical doctor and suicide survivor.
Yes, I was dropped into the world of mental illness back in 2013, and by the grace of God, I survived suicide. But here's what I learned. We don't have a mental illness issue. That's the downstream event. We're focusing downstream. We should be focusing upstream on our brain health and all the things that we can be doing to support our brain health. Because you see, it's like mopping up the floor when the sink is overflowing instead of turning off the faucet. So come and join us on the MD and Chef Team show.
Come join us.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus, focus up. I'm talking to you, MD and Chef out in New Zealand. Guys, I tell you every single week, tomorrow, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 Eastern. Make sure you watch their show on the NGBN.TV network. You can also catch it on YouTube and all that good stuff. They have a very, very good show. They're just real quirky, funny people. I say it all the time. If you can watch that show and not smile one time, you got a problem. You got an absolute problem. Mark my words. I'll take a bet with you. If you can watch that show and not smile one time, I'll buy you a garlic rope necklace. But if you do, you got to buy me a garlic rope necklace. And if so, I'll wear it on the show. Jen, I wonder if it'll like embed itself into my sweatshirt, though. All right, here we go. Working hard is not enough. Congress has approved another $60 billion, that's with a B, dollars for Ukraine. So now, in just the last two years, Ukraine has received $135 billion from the United States. All right. Not $1 for our own border in those last 2 years. If you don't find something wrong with that, that's insane. So we've given Ukraine, who they're fighting against Russia, they're not going to win. It's impossible to win. It's one of those things that they always say, everything is possible. No. It's impossible. No matter how much money you give them, because they're running out of troops. Okay. All their 18 to 35 year olds, they're dead. Okay. They're not going to. So now you can literally see videos of them grabbing like 15, 16, 17 year old kids. And they show pictures of like the mess hall where they're eating. And it's like 55 and 60 year old soldiers. There's no dudes left. And I'm not saying all soldiers have to be dudes, but it's kind of help. Okay. Because they're not exactly in a very nice environment over there. So they're not going to win. And it's just impossible. And you're Rubio, if we fund them enough, it can help. No, it can't. There's certain things that are impossible in life right now. Okay. I'm in my upper 40s. I'm 6'2". I'm 230 pounds. If I trained as hard as I can for the next 5 years, do you think I have a shot to play in the NBA? No, zero chance. It's impossible for me to do that. Okay. That's the exact same thing. It's impossible for Ukraine to beat Russia. It's too big. It's too powerful. Putin's too cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And Russia, once they're just so big that once they get going, it's like an 18-wheel truck. Once they get going, you're not going to be able to stop them. So my personal feeling on this, if you're a member of Congress and you voted to keep funding them, and they even showed they were waving the Ukrainian flags in the House, like, what are you doing? You should only be waving the United States flag. And you could say, okay, well, maybe we'll wave flags when other countries give us money. You know, you hear the crickets? Because no one ever gives us money. We're always the one handing them out. So number one, don't wave other countries' flags unless they're giving us money, which is not going to happen. And if you voted for this, here's my theory. If you voted for more funding for Ukraine in the war and keep it going, good. You are the number one person. You get to go fight and your kids get to go fight too. Because most of these people are, say, in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They've got children that are of age to go fight in the war. Go. You guys can all go. Okay, I'm assuming we can get a fund to go pay for your apartments over there in Ukraine. You got to live there for at least a year as well. That's my theory. Jenna, you have an email question for me? Rubio, who is your celebrity crush? Oh, spicy. Well, I know she has a crush on me, and so I might as well just make it easier for her. I'm going to go with Selma Hayek. She's an absolute smoke show, and she gets hotter every single year. I don't know if she's some sort of wizard, but she is just an absolute smoke show. I think my infatuation with her, that's the word I can go, is when Fools Rush In, also my favorite movie. She is just absolute dime. So Jenna, let's work on her, getting her on the show. Next up, I want to talk about, we have a new Title IX rewrite, and it's absolutely insane. All right, Title IX, for those that don't know, came back, I think it was in the 90s, maybe even earlier than that, where it equal rights for women in sports. So if there's, say, 10 sports at a college for men, you got to have 10 sports for women, men. You got to have equal funding for both, even though both don't make the exact same amount. Just impossible. Because let's say football at LSU has a stadium that holds 112,000 people, and they softball for girls holds 3,000. Okay, well, Rubio, let's just build 112,000 seat stadium for softball. You'll never fill it. Sorry to tell you. All right, so they just don't make as much money, which is okay, but you have to equal funding for both, even though they don't make as much. So, and it was a good little rule. You had to take away some male sports. So like some schools, like at UCLA, I don't think we had wrestling, okay? But we had women's golf, and that's fine, okay? Then you gotta do what you gotta do. So now Joey B is rewriting Title IX, and this is absolutely insane. And they're rewriting it to basically appease transgender or fake women, men that think they're girls, all right? So Jenna, can you pull this up? I'm gonna leave this up for a while. The Biden administration has just officially abolished Title IX as we know it. Now, sex equals gender identity. So whatever you identify as, that's what you are. So right now, if I say I'm a chick, boom, I'm a chick. In a nutshell, the new rewrite means men can take academic and athletic scholarships from women. Men will have full access to bathrooms, locker rooms, etc. Okay, let's just look at the first one. Men can take academic and athletic scholarships for women. So you know there's only X amount of scholarships per sport. So like football has 85 full scholarships at a Division I level. All right, so say if women had on a basketball team, say they have, let's say, 12 full basketball scholarships. So now you're saying on a women's team, you can literally say, I'm a dude, but I think I'm a girl, or claiming I'm a girl. I want to play women's basketball. They can give that person a scholarship now. That is taking away a woman's right. So that's just disgusting. Men will have full access to bathrooms, locker rooms, etc. So right now I can go and I say, I'm a girl, and I can have access to the women's bathrooms and locker rooms. In case you haven't figured out what's in the locker room, showers. So you think this is good, you've got problems. Men can be housed in dorm rooms with women. So they have all these female-only dorm rooms. Guess what? Okay, now dudes, if I identify as a girl, I can be put in a dorm room. Not just a dorm room. Whoa. Students and faculty must compel their speech by requiring the use of preferred pronouns. If you do not use the proper pronoun, so if I say all of a sudden, I'm not Rubio, I'm Rubia, I'm a chick, and if you don't call me Rubia, you can be punished for it. You could be written up. You could be fired for that. That's a fireable offense. There's no way, okay, if the guidelines above are ignored or even questioned, then you could be charged with harassment. Jenna, come back to me. I can't see that anymore. It's too much for me. That is insane. There's no way you can argue that. There's no way. And if you can, feel free. I'd love to hear your comments on that. But I can't imagine that anyone thinks that this is fair to women. How could you possibly think this is fair to girls? There's just simply no way. If anyone can just identify as a woman, then what is a woman? Like Matt Walsh said, like what's going on here? How are you even going to have women's sports? Why not just, it's going to be just softball. It's not even going to be women's softball. It's not even women's golf or men's golf. Okay. It's going to kill women's sports. And for, you're all doing this, fighting for Caitlin Clark to have more money and all these people for the WNBA. Well, you're just going to kill it. You're just going to absolutely kill the NBA. Just like I killed this last two segments. Good for me. Jenna, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about confidence. Oh, some wild, wild stories. And I'm going to end with my own story. Then we're going to do the bottom line. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network.
Let's get going, gang.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Pretty cool since 1985.
Take it away, Rubio.
Focus. Focus up. I'm talking to you, Todd at Artbeat LLC. You guys do a great job. Remember, they could print anything, hats, cups, napkins, banners, shirts. They do a lot of shirts for me. They do a great, great job at Artbeat LLC. Make sure you check them out. They're on Facebook. They're on everything. Just go check them out, support them. They do a great, great job. And they're one of the sponsors of the Rubio Method. Welcome back. We're on X, YouTube, LinkedIn. This will eventually be on Spotify, Spotify video, all that good stuff. So if you just like listening, I like watching podcast, but that's just me. Jenna, what do you like? I like to watch. All right, last segment. Confidence is the key. We are going to go out on, I don't know if it's a high note, but it's going to be a note. Ontario resident. This is Ontario, Canada. So this is the land of Jenna. There's an Ontario dude. I think it's a dude. Yeah, no, it's a dude. He goes to the government and he wants them to pay for a surgery. Here's the issue. This dude doesn't know if he's a dude or a chick. So he has a penis, but he wants a vagina. And so he petitioned for the government to do it. He's having a vagina, I guess, created, inserted, made in between his penis and his butthole. This is a real thing. I don't even know how it works. I don't want to know. Jenna, please do not look it up. Okay. He won. It's going to be, Jenna is going to pay for it. Her taxes are going to pay for this guy to have a surgery. It's going to cost $70,000. He's going to be flown down to Texas. Texas, why are you doing this surgery? He's going to be flown down to Texas to have this done. So he has a penis, but he wants a vagina because he doesn't know if he's a dude or a chick. So you're thinking, well, just cut off your penis. No. He wants them both because he's not sure what he is. So he wants equal opportunity. What's going on? Which path? I have so many questions. Why can't anyone just say, that's enough? That's seriously enough. I can't even tell you what Jenna just said about Canada right now. I'll just say it started with a large F-bomb. Why can't anyone just step up and say, no, whack job. You're not getting that. You got your penis. That's what you got. You can think you're a girl, and you can even, if you're over 18, you want to cut it off, but you can't have both. You can't have both. You're not a seahorse, or don't seahorse have both, or that's just the dude who gives birth. I don't know. Why is the government paying for this? This is pure insanity. This is just pure insanity. And I just, a dude who gives birth. Okay, so Jenna says a seahorse is just a dude who gives birth, but they don't have both parts. Jenna, I don't even start looking that up. God knows what your internet search history is going to be at that point. Jenna, last email question that I'm going to talk about, a Brazilian woman. What's the final email question, Jenna? Rubio, if you could have any other career, what would it be? Oh, that's a good one. I think I'd make a good, and my wife makes fun of me for this, I think I would make a good doctor, okay? Because I think my bedside manner would be pretty decent, even though I'm kind of rude. I've always thought I'd make a damn good preacher, but I don't think AC would approve. But I think because I like to talk in front of people. I like doing speaking gigs. I've done a lot of those. I'm starting to do more of those. I like doing that. So maybe just touring the country and just being a full-time, you know, giving speeches. I think that would be really, really fun, you know, hitting schools and all that. That's a great question. All right. The final story. The Brazilian woman. So we're in Brazil. This lady, she goes in, she wants to get a loan. I think it's like $4,300. Not a massive loan. Maybe to her it is a big loan. Obviously it is. She needs to get a loan for $4,300. They say, yeah, we just can't approve it for you, honey. You need a co-signer. Come back tomorrow with a co-signer. She goes, no problem. She comes back the next day and she brings in her quote unquote uncle. For those listening on Spotify, I just did air quotes. She brings in her quote unquote uncle. Immediately the bank person kind of looks around and goes, what the hell's going on here? Are we being punked? And so she tries to take her uncle in there and say, uncle, I need you to sign this loan for me so I can get my $4,300. Jenna, can you show this video for me, please?
Okay. dolor final, mi tensión. Tipo igual o documento aqui, ó. Paulo Roberto Braga. O senhor segura, Poste pra caramba a cadeira aí. Ele não segurou, ele é forte.
Não vi.
Okay, for those that were just listening on Spotify, the dude is out of it. I mean, out of it. He looks beyond hammered. The old dude, here's the thing. He was dead. Not like gonna die. Like, okay, like, oh my God, he's in a coma. He looks like he's about to die. The dude was dead. She brought in, yes, Jenna says gross. She brought in a dude that had been dead for like a day. She wheels him in there. She's literally cupping his head. And she's like, hey, uncle, sign. And you could see her grab his hand. And she's trying to get him to sign. The dude is dead. Number one, ooh. Number two, if this wasn't her uncle, even if it was, where do you get a dead body? Did she go to the morgue? Was this dude just chilling at home dead? Number two, how did she get him into the wheelchair? Did she put him in a car like Weekend at Bernie style? Did she buckle him? I guess you don't have to buckle him. Well, you would have to buckle him in because you wouldn't want him falling around, I guess. Yeah, you'd have to buckle him in. And number three, like then she puts him in a wheelchair. She had to, Jenna, can you see on that video, did she have him strapped in the wheelchair? Like what's holding him from slumping down? Like if you're dead, wouldn't you slump down because you're like a blob of just nothing at that point? Jenna says she can't tell in the video. And number, she did, okay, so bottom line, she got arrested. Bless her heart. What do you get even arrested for? Is it bank fraud? Is it playing with the dead? Jenna, don't search that one either. I don't know. That makes me uncomfortable. But, you know, bless her heart. She had the confidence to do it. I mean, she's going to have a lot of confidence in jail. And she's probably not going to be able to hang out with any more dead dudes. But bless this Brazilian woman's heart. She did it. All right, Jenna, we're going to go to our last commercial. I'm going to come back, tell you a quick little story. And then we're going to talk about the bottom line. That's all the stuff you should have learned without even realizing you learned it. Jenna, I'm out.
You have been watching The Rubio Method, a show on the NGBN.TV network. Take it away, Rubio.
Just organizing everything here. Focus up. Talking to me. I was so excited by the Family Farms LLC sausage, and I showed it to you. Rocky Rococo, so tasty. Premium Italian sausage. Nice little spice to it as well. Okay, from Family Farms LLC. But I forgot to tell you a story. This weekend, I went. Oh, Jenna said he was dead for 2 hours. Ooh. So how did she know? Like, well, I don't understand. Did she just say, oh, we got to go back, get a cosigner, and dude just happened to be dead? She probably killed him. You got to look into that, Jenna. See if she killed him. I bet you she did. So this weekend, I went to Bozeman, Montana. It's about a 7-hour drive for me. Now, I've told you before, told you during this episode, originally from Los Angeles, California. It's very warm in California. Okay, nonstop. I went to UCLA, as you can see right over there. Hot day, about 82. Cold day, about 68. I move up to Idaho. It's cold. I have no hair. For those that don't know, a lot of heat leaves through your head. Okay? So I get really cold out here. And I'm known as a sissy, and I'm okay with it. I don't care. I've got electric socks. I've got electric gloves. I've got the biggest thermals you can buy. They're like level 8 Under Armour thermals. I'm looking for a heated vest. I've got, what else do I have heated? Oh, I've got heated blankets. I've got portable heaters. My wife always calls me, you're such a California sissy. And I say, you call me whatever you want. You're not going to call me cold. Okay. Heated vest in Canada. You guys, you're a whole separate world. Well, you know, this is going to go the same line, Jenna. So I go to Bozeman and it is cold and everyone's making fun of me. We go to watch my middle son playing a spring game. And at the start of the day, it's like 30. We're sitting in the sun, a little bit of wind. It gets up to 50. I was mocked the entire time because those Bozeman freaks, Montana people are built differently. It must be like same thing from Canada. They drip down where they were in like shorts and t-shirts. I was in jeans, big socks, shirt, undershirt, sweatshirt, and like one of those big poofy jackets. Like, I can't put my arms down. And I was mocked the entire time. You know what I wasn't? I wasn't cold. So what's the point of that story? Basically, I to keep who you are. It's okay who you are. Be who you are and keep with it. And if people make fun of you, too damn bad. On that note, let's get to the bottom line. The bottom line is everything that you should have learned without even knowing you learned it. Number one, know your limits and be okay with them. Know your limits and be okay with them. Boom. I just told you a story. I know my limits are, I don't want to die in the cold. So you know what? I dress like a big baby. I don't care. People make fun of me. They mock me. I don't care. I'm still warm. So there you go. So there you go. Know your limits and be okay with them. Number two, if you accepted it, you can't complain about it. So all the cities and places that you're getting overrun and all that stuff, you accepted it. You voted for it. You simply can't complain about it. So if you live in Denver and you call the cops and no one answers, or your house is on fire and the firemen say, oh yeah, we don't have enough people on shift today, don't complain. You get what you deserve. And if you're in New York or California,